It's actually time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Check this out.
It's that time to dish again.
Hollywood gossip.
I understand you have some more gossip.
Where do you hear the good gossip?
Chattering.
Hollywood
gossip.
The quality of your
celebrity
gossip.
What's the good gossip?
So, good gossip today. Interesting little tidbit. Travis Kelce. Well, I'll let you hear what he had to say on the New Heights podcast.
I don't know how I did it because she wasn't into sports. So I don't know how the f*** I did it.
He doesn't know how he landed Taylor Swift. and neither do most of the other men in America because they're all like, why can't I get a girl like Taylor Swift? I'm sorry, that was very mean. I shouldn't say that. The feds have determined that Shohei Ohtani was not involved in his former interpreter's gambling scandal, but was in fact a victim. The interpreter embezzled at least $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani's, one of his accounts. That's wrong. Kevin Costner would be willing to return to Yellowstone to give his character a proper send-off, y'all.
I'd like to be able to do it, but we haven't been able to. I'm not sure how it's being worked out. I've loved making that series. I made 5 seasons of it. Thought I was going to make 7, but right now we're at 5. So how it works out, I hope it does, but they've got a lot of different shows going on. Maybe this will circle back to me. If it does and I feel really comfortable with it, I'd love to do it.
Yeah, he and the creator Taylor Sheridan did not get along. Filming is expected to start soon, and the scripts are reportedly done. Lionsgate and Blumhouse Productions are teaming up on a Blair Witch Project reboot / reimagining of the 1999 horror film. All I can think is her sitting there with the camera pointed at her face and the snot running down. I just can't. I didn't enjoy the first one. We almost got up and walked out. It was like, what is happening here? Anyway. All right. So there's a new booze on the market.
Supermodel Cindy Crawford, who's married to Casamigos co-founder Randy Gerber, is launching her own brand called Casamigas. It's a catchy name. Good luck with that, Cindy. Far less clunky than my female-focused beverage, Stephen Colbert's Estrogen.
I couldn't pass that one up. Actor Johnny Knoxville said his latest movie, Sweet Dreams, appealed to him for a couple reasons. Knoxville plays a recovering alcoholic whose sober living roommates start a softball team for the prize money to save their house. And he said, my father was an alcoholic and I get to play softball half the movie. Baseball was the only thing I was ever good at. Halle Berry skinned a real squirrel for her upcoming movie, Never Let Go. That's a little too much realism for me. I have childhood trauma. Selma Blair walked the red carpet in heels and without her cane. Oh, good for her. And Aerosmith announced their rescheduled tour dates with the Black Crowes. You think Steven Tyler will be able to walk without a cane by then? Prince once gave Nicole Richie a dog named God. Yeah, that doesn't shock me. And a dirt alert. Madonna freaked out during a show in Miami because the venue didn't turn the air conditioning off. And she said, quote, I am working my blank off. I deserve it. Respect me. The show will not go on until you respect me. Okay. Because when another radio station asked Valerie Bertinelli about whether she'd be seeing a Madonna tour. Listen, she was married to Eddie for many years. She knows a lot about concerts. Here's what she said about Madonna.
Well, I would love to see her, but I like when people get on stage on time. I love her. She's brilliant. She deserves every good thing coming to her. But I really like when bands say they're going to be on at 9 and they actually go on stage at 9. Like Taylor Swift, she actually has a clock, counts down. She is on time. I don't want to know how long I'm going to be sitting in the arena before I see the person I paid to come see.
Ouch. America's sweetheart telling it like it is. I don't want them to go on late. I like for them to be on time. Honestly, I'd like for concerts to start at 6 p.m. because I want to get back home and go to bed by 10 o'clock. I'm just saying. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.